Genesis chapter 27. And it came to pass, that when Isaac was old, and his eyes were dim, so that he could not see, he called Esau his eldest son, and said to him, My son. And he said to him, Here I am. And he said, Look now, I am old, 137 years old, I do not know the day of my death. Therefore I ask you to take your weapons, your quiver and your bow, and go out to the field, and take for me some venison deer meat, and make me delicious meat, such as I love, and bring it to me, that I may eat, that my soul may bless you before I die. And Rebekah heard when Isaac spoke to Esau his son. And Esau went to the field to hunt for venison deer, and to bring it. And Rebekah spoke to Jacob her son, saying, Listen, I heard your father speak to Esau your brother, saying, Bring me venison, deer meat, and make me delicious meat, that I may eat, and bless you before the Lord Jehovah before my death. Now therefore, my son, obey my voice according to that which I command you. Go now to the flock and fetch me from there two good kids of the goats, and I will make them delicious meat for your father, such as he loves. And you shall bring it to your father, that he may eat, and that he may bless you before his death. And Jacob said to Rebekah his mother, Indeed, Esau my brother is a hairy man, and I am a smooth man. Perhaps my father will feel me, and I shall seem to him as a deceiver, and I shall bring a curse upon me, and not a blessing. And his mother said to him, Your curse be upon me, my son, only obey my voice and go fetch them for me. And he went and fetched and brought them to his mother, and his mother made delicious meat, such as his father loved. And Rebekah took good clothing of her eldest son Esau, which were with her in the house, and put them upon Jacob her younger son. And she put the skins of the kids of the goats upon his hands, and upon the smooth of his neck. And she gave the delicious meat and the bread, which she had prepared, into the hand of her son Jacob. And he came to his father and said, My father. And he said, Here I am, who are you, my son? And Jacob said to his father, I am Esau your firstborn. I have done as you have requested of me. I ask you to arise, sit and eat of my venison deer meat, that your soul may bless me. And Isaac said to his son, How is it that you have found it so quickly, my son? And he said, Because the Lord Jehovah your God brought it to me. And Isaac said to Jacob, I ask you to come near, that I may feel you, my son, whether you are my very son Esau or not. And Jacob went near to Isaac his father, and he felt him and said, The voice is Jacob's voice, but the hands are the hands of Esau. And he did not discern who he was, because his hands were hairy, as his brother Esau's hands, so he blessed him. And he said, Are you my very son Esau? And he said, I am. And he said, Bring it near to me, and I will eat of my son's venison deer meat, that my soul may bless you. And he brought it near to him, and he ate, and he brought him wine, and he drank. And his father Isaac said to him, Come near now, and kiss me, my son. And he came near and kissed him, and he smelled the smell of his clothing and blessed him and said, See, the smell of my son is as the smell of a field which the Lord Jehovah has blessed. Therefore God give you of the dew of heaven, and the fatness of the earth, and plenty of corn and wine. Let people serve you, and nations bow down to you. Be lord over your brothers, and let your mother's sons bow down to you. Cursed be everyone who curses you, and blessed be he who blesses you. And it came to pass, as soon as Isaac had made an end of blessing Jacob, and Jacob had scarcely gone out from the presence of Isaac his father, that Esau his brother came in from his hunting. And he also had made delicious meat, and brought it to his father, and said to his father, Let my father arise, and eat of his son's venison deer meat, that your soul may bless me. And Isaac his father said to him, Who are you? And he said, I am your son, your firstborn Esau. And Isaac trembled very exceedingly and said, Who? Where is he who has taken venison deer meat and brought it to me? And I have eaten of all before you came and have blessed him. Yes, and he shall be blessed. And when Esau heard the words of his father, he cried with a great and exceedingly bitter cry and said to his father, Bless me, even me also, O my father. And he said, Your brother came with deception and has taken away your blessing. And he said, Is he not rightly named Jacob deceiver? Because he has deceived me these two times, he took away my birthright, and indeed, now he has taken away my blessing. And he said, Have you not reserved a blessing for me? And Isaac answered and said to Esau, Look, I have made him your lord, and all his brothers I have given to him for servants, and with corn and wine I have sustained him, And what shall I do now to you, my son? And Esau said to his father, Have you only one blessing, my father? Bless me, even me also, O my father. And Esau lifted up his voice and wept. And Isaac his father answered and said to him, Indeed, your home shall be the fatness of the earth, and of the dew of heaven from above. And by your sword shall you live, and shall serve your brother, and it shall come to pass when you shall become a ruler, that you shall break his yoke from off your neck. And Esau hated Jacob because of the blessing with which his father blessed him. And Esau said in his heart, The days of mourning for my father are at hand, then I will kill my brother Jacob. And these words of Esau, her elder son, were told to Rebekah, and she sent and called Jacob, her younger son, and said to him, Listen, your brother Esau comforts himself, as concerning you, planning to kill you. Now therefore, my son, obey my voice, and arise, flee to Laban my brother to Haran, and stay with him a few days, until your brother's fury turns away, until your brother's anger turns away from you, and he forgets what you have done to him, then I will send, and fetch you from there. Why should I be deprived also of you both in one day? And Rebekah said to Isaac, I am weary of my life because of the daughters of Heth. If Jacob takes a wife of the daughters of Heth, such as these who are of the daughters of the land, what good shall my life do me?